In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
My family's starving, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we all have compassion on them. That's not really the issue. The issue is that that other culture, if it's allowed to remain among you, will destroy you. And so I think the Bible also gives you the answer. I shared it another time, which was Elijah. Mm-hmm. You know, Israel was invaded quite a bit every time she started going away from God, when she began to compromise. That's that leaven Jesus told us about. Well, one time an army kept coming in, and God kept telling the prophet Elijah where they were, and they would spring the trap. So they decided to capture him. And so they surround a city where he is, and God blinds them, and Elijah leads them into a trap. And he leads them right to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel says, well, should we kill them? And he said, no, you should feed them and give them water and so forth. Now, listen what happens, though. That was an invading army. They did not feed them and clothe them and then leave them living among them. Mm-hmm. They escort them back across the border. And that's the key. You can't have other cultures mingling with yours, or you're going to wind up with a compromised situation. Your basic values are different. And so if you're going to, how we got there, Carl, through deception, is that we started a little bit at a time. We trusted our human compassion more than we trusted what the Word of God said.
Let me insert something there, Brother Ken.
Sure.
You know, I compare the churches of the United States of America to the Laodiceans.
Absolutely.
You know, God, you know, Jesus, you know, if it's red letter, brother, you can believe it. I know thy works. He says, I know your works, and I'd rather for you to be cold or hot, but if you're lukewarm, he says, I'll reject you. I'll spew you out of my mouth. See?
Amen.
And I believe that's exactly what's happened. The church is asleep, you know. Talking about deception, a good friend of me and Carl's, and you probably know him very well also, Brother Kent Hovind, talks about how much poison does it take to kill a rat.
That's right.
1% of 1%. Well, you start putting 1% of deception into the Word of God. How much deception, how much poison does it take to destroy your soul?
That's right. And the same thing happens in politics. That's why Jesus said, watch out for the leaven, right? That little bit of poison, that leaven, he said, watch out for it, both in political and religious, because in this country, the supreme law of the land, when many people like to talk about that, Romans 13, obey your leaders and so forth, really the supreme law of this land is the Constitution, that a contract between we the people who established the government. And we have the same thing, I forgot your name, brother, but we need to go back to the Bible, we need to go back to the Constitution and start with basics.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here comes the music again, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on RBN, Republic Broadcast Network. And we've got another caller. It's Jeff from Massachusetts. And go ahead, and Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, and how's it going? No. As far as the
Well, it's going good, Jeff. We're talking about deception this morning.
Well, speaking of deception, I was thinking about this, which is I live in a very liberal area of Massachusetts. Massachusetts itself is very liberal, but I'm near Boston. In fact, I even work in Boston, and there's a lot of deception in the Boston area. Now, I'll tell you what I believe is going to happen, particularly in the Northeast, which is when the judgments come on Boston in the Northeast, it's going to be because this country is simply reaping what it's sowing. You cannot have two men getting married, abortion, and bloodshed without reaping the consequences. That's out of Leviticus 18. Now, as far as microchipping the right hand or the forehead, I believe that, but there'll be intense judgment before that happens on this country, and what will precipitate that will be a nuclear strike in this country done by terrorists that God lets into this country. Ever since we've thrown prayer out of the public schools, this country is basically doomed, and the Northeast is the epicenter of that. What do you think?
Well, I think
you're saying some good things there. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Well, my only thought is I have to say that I agree with everything you said. The only problem is I'm not sure you're the epicenter. It looks a lot like the People's Republic of California ranks right up there, too.
Well, that's it. No, you're absolutely right. You brought a very good point. In fact, Craig Roberts on the Prophecy Club, on one of his videos, said this, that the most likely scenario that's going to happen to America, this is from a military expert, his name is Craig Roberts, he said that the Northeast and the West Coast will be destroyed by Russian subs, and foreign troops will split this country right down the middle and take the breadbasket. I believe that too, by the way, which is the Northeast and the West Coast. These are the communication centers of the country, and because the our enemies, the Russians, the Chinese, and the people from the Middle East, our enemies are virulently anti-Semitic, and they want to take over this country. Guess what? Our breadbasket is the crown jewel of this country. You see, and we have traitors in this country that are giving away this country. So you have a symbiotic relationship. And guess what? The people love to have it. So the people vote in these devils because the people want to have nice jobs, a nice home, a nice retirement, and could care less. Do you know that in my state of Massachusetts, people voted in Deval Patrick? Ministers have laid hands on Deval Patrick because Deval Patrick wants to bring home the bacon? Oh yes, I mean it's completely evil. I mean because people want the money. Look, Ted Kennedy's been getting voted in year after year after year because people want the union hack jobs. They want all these goodies, and who cares about abortion? Who cares about two men getting married? Who cares about illegal immigration? Who cares about runaway government? I mean, you know, let's just go to the bar on Friday night and get drunk. Who cares? And this is the attitude. Who cares about what's in the newspaper? And that's what you're dealing with here, you see.
Well, you know, it's right because
the apathy. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I think that's right. And what just flashed to my mind was that, you know, it used to be that we cared about other people and that we wanted to raise up our children. We wanted things to be good for our children. You know, that's why people went off to World War One, World War Two. I'm not saying they weren't deceived by what was going on. Some of us went to Vietnam and other places, Iraq and all that, because we thought we were actually fighting for the next generation, for our own children, our grandchildren. And I've got grandchildren. You've got grandchildren, Carl. But the truth is that now it's all about me first, so that everybody's hoping that they're going to live out their life in luxury, as this man said. But the problem is that some generation, it might be this one, isn't going to make it. And then they're all going to stand there wondering what happened, and they're going to have to look at themselves and say, if I had tried to do something to better this country for the people coming behind me instead of just letting it be a house of cards that's going to collapse, it's going to collapse on that generation someday, and I think this might be it.
Well, that's it, guys. And also, let me add this. You have a huge population of illegals that are predatory in nature. They have no loyalty to this country, and you have people who are citizens who have no loyalty to this country either, you see.
That's true.
We've got the music coming again. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and the guests on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got guests on, and we were talking with Jeff and in Massachusetts, but also Ken is still on. Is Alan still on board?
Yes, I am, Brother Carl. Let me say just a little bit here, and then I'll just sign off.
Go
okay?
Ahead.
Well, Brother, we're called. We know what we're right. called for. We're called to warn the people, Brother, about the tyrant government that we've got, the one world order. But we're also called to change the hearts of the people. And I always like to go back to what Jesus said, back to these Laodiceans. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Well, Brother, the church is blind. There's been so much deception come in through the different denominations and through the church that says they are the church, and you know which one that is. And so we know what we've been called to do, brother. And y'all pray for me. Pray for me and pray for our ministry that we'll reach out and be able to touch a lot of people and change a lot of hearts and tell them what's going on. Okay, brother.
Alan, we'll have you back on when you get the website up, too. We can let people know what it is.
Okay, brother.
And by the way, I want to talk about God bless you, brother, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, God bless you.
My website is www.trumpetmen.org. And if you, we've got the seven signs on there, a lot of information on the website. Ken and Jeff, let's get back to you and back to the discussion. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I want to follow up what Alan said.
Go ahead, Ken.
I mean, the ultimate deception for all men is, as he just said, you know, we all, the Church of Laodicea or any culture you want to pick, any society who thinks they're rich and have it all, is like the foolish man who gained the whole world, lost his own soul. The ultimate truth is really God himself, and if we don't have that truth, if we don't understand it, if we don't know it, and when the Bible uses the word know in the New Testament, it means gnoskos, which is to know personally by intimate experience. If you have no knowledge, you just have information, you are deceived. And you look at, someone asked earlier, how do we get there? Well, we're deceived because we're only being told a little bit of the truth. I have one example, just one example. There was in the, I think, the Northeast somewhere, four high school students that were just on their way to college, and they were friends. They were hanging out, you know, not causing problems. They were good kids. And all four of them got shot. Three of them were executed. One of them, apparently, there was a robbery attempt by three men or young people. They shot one girl in the face, left her for dead. They took the other three behind a school and made them kneel against the building and execute them in the back of the head. Well, you know, what we read about that a little bit in the newspapers and stuff. What we weren't told was, as I understand it, that all three of those people who did the murders because the people resisted robbery were all illegal aliens and all members of the MS-13, one of the most violent gangs ever out of, I think it's El Salvador. So all the people coming across the border are not coming because they want to be your nanny or work in your yard or hardworking people. There's a lot of, besides outright terrorists, there's a lot of just criminals, you know, emptying out. If you were in Mexico, if you want to empty out your jail, send them across the border, what a great deal that is. So I think that we are deceived because we only get a piece of the news. So if you only read the newspaper, you'd have no idea how big MS-13 is, how it's spreading across the United States. I don't know if it's back east yet, but it's certainly rampant in California and even places like Idaho. So we're being deceived because we're only being told a part of the truth, and we are too lazy, which I think is the bottom line for deception. We're too lazy, too apathetic, too comfortable, as I think Alan said, wanting to keep, you know, not rock the boat. But we're going to have to rock the boat if we want to be free. You have to have correct information. You need to have the truth, and you're going to have to go and get it now because they're not going to give it to you. So that's my soapbox for the morning.
Ken, you know, freedom came at a price.
And, amen.
You know, you talked about Vietnam. I was in Korea, and then I was in Indochina, and never once did I ever think in what I was doing. I got shot down in Indochina. I never thought, never questioned why I was there or what I was doing. And it seems like that since then there has been so much deception, and even in the fact of Korea, and you know, we were in Indochina preparing for it to be Vietnam, and I remember I wrote my mother a letter and had it carried over to Clark Field in the Philippines and mailed off the base so that I could get her a letter that wasn't censored. And I told her that I was in Indochina and what I was doing. And a little while later, the captain called me in a couple weeks later, and he had a letter that my mother had sent to me. And she said, "Son, I don't know where you're at, and if you don't want to tell me, that's all right, but you're not in Indochina because the president has said we have no involvement in Indochina." So the 150 of us that were there and the 35 that survived were, we were not in Indochina. My mother would, she believed absolutely what the president said. And so,
well, Carl, I guess you must have been deceived.
Anyway, it's kind of...
Don't you think, Carl, you must have been deceived because you weren't there?
You know, boy, I tell you, that was a painful not being there, I tell you.
I was involved in some operations in countries where we never were. I mean, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, we were never there. There's, you know, you can't get any medals for that. You don't have any of those. We weren't there. The government said we were not in those countries. So I guess I wasn't there either.
Well, you know, Ken, the only people that ever recognized that we were in Indochina is you can go to a French website. If you put in Indochina War, and you go to a French website, and they give credit to the B-26 crews that were that came into Indochina to help the French, and so at least somebody recognized it. But our country certainly didn't. We were like people without a country. I didn't get paid for 5 months. I couldn't find my pay records after I came out of there. Anyway.
You know, again, you come back to...
Interesting time.
It is. You come back to deception. Well, how did your mom get deceived? She believed a man when the Bible says, trust no man. You know, it's not that we have to be suspicious of everybody, but if someone says something that doesn't, you know, we have what we sometimes call gut feelings. It just doesn't seem to be right. We need to check those things out for ourselves. Yeah. You take a look at, I know my wife, for example, who knows nothing about explosives or anything else. She happened to be watching, of course, like everybody else, on 911 on September 11, 2001. She saw that building come down, and she immediately said, without my help, well, that was brought down on purpose. It's just you couldn't fool the eye. Of course, that particular series of pictures were taken off the television and never shown again. But there's something about us that sort of lets us know when things don't smell right, when something's rotten in Denmark. When that happens, we owe it to ourselves and everybody else to go check things out for ourselves so that we are not deceived. Because if we make decisions based on partial truth and we're deceived, we're making decisions that are going to impact other people, our families and those around us. And we owe it to ourselves and to them to go find.
And what he said was that we have to look out for one another. Yeah, I asked him, was that speech being given in East L.A.? And I doubt it was. We're going to take our break now, folks. We'll talk a little more about this in the second half hour. I just want to remind you, this is our good buddy now, Augustine Cebeda from the Brown Berets de Aslan. I play this every week because always somebody who hasn't heard it gets very angry about it. This is what he thinks about you Americans. And he believes that we should all leave. Me back to Africa, someplace I've never been, don't want to go. And all you white folks back to Europe, most of you have never even been there. This is courtesy of CCIR. Anytime now.
Augustine Cebeda, Brown Berets, we're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking
up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
ZONA. Never eliminate medications without your physician's approval. Harvard Health Publications don't endorse any product. I guarantee your satisfaction. Toll free, 866-669-ZONA. Or visit us at zona.com.
870 KRLA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. A little bit more about the town hall meeting, folks, at the Bethel AME Church. Very nice folks at the church. The minister there is a very nice guy. But the guy that runs it is a guy whose name I've forgotten by choice. I never heard anybody tell somebody, excuse my language, folks, but I think I can get away with this one. I never heard anybody say, kiss my ass in a house of God. This was the MC said this. I was just amazed when he said it. He was asked the question that one of the people who had been allowed to speak had twice as much time to speak as the other people did. And when they said, well, how come she got so much time? He just, I mean, unbelievable. In a church. This thing was really slanted toward the illegal aliens. But 95% of the people there were pro fixing this problem. Now, I'm not going to tell you that all those black folks in there are ready to go out and embrace the first white person they see. I'm not going to tell you that. And I'm also not going to tell you everybody there was a racist. I'm going to tell you Tony Muhammad was a racist. And this guy whose name I've forgotten intentionally, he was a racist. And one of the girls debating on the panel was a racist. And a few other people there were racist from different factions of being against us. But that's not the point. The point is, most of them black folks in there are ready to stand up and fix this problem. And that is an encouraging thing to see. And I had a very good time meeting a lot of nice people there. And the meeting was very nice. And we got out of there with a positive idea that people are fed up. And that's good. And people always ask me all the time, well, how come white black folks won't get involved? Well, they're getting involved now. In another 5 years, most of us will be involved if we last that long. But we are angry finally, and I'm glad to see it. We're not angry against any race of people. We're angry against people usurping our culture, our schools, our communities, and everything else. That's what we're angry about, and we'll see what happens on that. But as far as this meeting went, I thought it was successful. And I just wish that the people who put these meetings together and did these things would understand that the majority of the people there have an agenda, and that agenda is to fix the problem. We're not trying to build coalitions with anybody. We're not trying to get along with anybody. The headline of the Wave newspaper last week was that a Hispanic person had been charged with a hate crime of a black girl. That's news. That is absolutely news. And once you start doing that, you start treating things what they are, you get things done. But until then, and when you're still saying, well, it must have been gang related, no, it was a hate crime. And when you start saying that, fine. And if black folks do it too, trust me, I mean, what happened to Reginald Denny? That was a hate crime. I was screaming it then. We are all capable of hate crimes. Now, am I happy about hate crime legislation? No, I'm not. I'm not. I think if you kill somebody, the guy's dead, whether it was a hate crime or not. So I'm not for hate crime legislation. But if they're going to start calling things hate crimes and they got it on the books, they should use it for all races, not just one. Let's get to the phones, folks. Let's go to Will calling from Peoria, Illinois. Will, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
That's cool. Yeah, I was listening to you about what you were saying about Al Sharpton. What Al Sharpton failed to realize is that the vast majority of Latinos south of the border, including all of Latin America, are actually descendants of black slaves. The vast majority of them are black, and they get treated like crap. Like the 1% of the Mexican blacks, of the black population, the 1% of Mexico that's black, they actually get treated bad because they are assumed to be from Brazil and Panama and Venezuela and Colombia. But I think the best way to get rid of illegal immigration is basically to invade Mexico, turn it into like a colony, like so basically do it like Iraq. Well, I mean we would have to, and it would take two generations, probably maybe one generation, two generations, to pretty much Americanize the people of Mexico. I mean I would hate to go that route, but if you want to stop illegal immigration, we're gonna have to do it. I mean.
Well, that's one way to put it, Will. I don't know. We would have to go that far. The problem with that is it's a society that's in really bad shape, and we would inherit that. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All of the bad parts there, all the poverty there, we would inherit that as a country, and that would drag us down to an extent. I think what we need, and I know where you're coming from on this too, but let me just say this. I think what we need to do is worry a little more about this side of the border. People ask me all the time, how come you don't talk bad about the president of Mexico? You know why? Because I don't care what he does. I only care what we do on this side of the border, and if our president lets him get away with it, I'm angry at my president. If my Congress lets these people come here and stay here, I'm angry at my Congress. I'm not angry at those people. Right. I'm angry at their hypocrisy down there,
right.
but I also believe we need to do for ourselves
right.
here.
Well, as Americans, it's also our fault because we keep putting these idiots in office. Like, I live in the 18th District of Illinois by a guy of Lebanese descent named Ray LaHood. Real gung-ho guy. He's with GW all the way. And like I said, I'm a Democrat, but he decided he's going to go ahead and, retire. Because basically people in the 18th district is getting fed up with him and
well,
George Bush.
Then put him out.
That's right.
Put him out.
He saw it right on the wall.
Will, you sound like you got it going on over there, man. What's happening? You got a daycare center or something?
Oh, no, my baby teeth.
Just joking with you. Take care of your baby. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
All right, greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. Real quick, just want to announce the upcoming rallies for Ramos and Compeon. For all you listeners out there, we're gaining some real traction on at least getting some kind of clemency for these guys. We need to get out there and go on the streets and keep this message alive. People notice you out there, even if it's just a handful of people out there. People, will give you the thumbs up and just keeps the issues alive. So coming up the first Saturday of next month, it's going to be in Fort Myers, Florida, San Diego, California, Tucson, Arizona, Manhattan, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, Bullhead City, Arizona. Go to AmericanFreedomWriters.com. That'll give you all the contact information and the names of the local groups who are putting that on. So So come out and stand up for the Border Patrol. Free the Border Patrol.
Keep it going, Steve. You're doing great work for these guys, and they need you. We're all doing what we can for them. My way of doing it is to keep the word going about what's happening against these two guys, and we all can bring these guys home if we keep it up. And you're doing great work. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yep, likewise, Terry.
All right, Steve. Take care.
You do the same.
All right. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Oh, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
How was the funeral there for Tom Jeffers?
I saw you. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but yeah, that was a nice service for him. He really deserved it. And
wonderful.
What a guy.
What I want to talk about is that we've got three great congressmen who are great on our issue of stopping the illegals. The unfortunate thing is we cannot elect all three of them. We can only choose one. So I have some good advice for the listeners. The only candidates for president that we can trust are all Republicans, so people have to register Republicans so they can vote in the very important Republican primary. And then next month in August, the National Federation of Republican Assemblies, which is a conservative group, will make an endorsement for president. And in September, the California Republican Assembly is going to endorse a candidate for president. And then if the voters make their decision on Election Day, February 5th, not to vote a whole month before and not know how things are going in states like Iowa and South Carolina, we need to pick the one of the three candidates who is ahead of the other two, because if the votes are evenly divided, none of them are going to get elected.
Who do you want to see, Elliot?
I'm supporting Ron Paul.
Okay.
I think he's the favorite of these. Most people are concerned about other issues. Now, the practical thing is that Ron Paul, being against the war in Iraq and wants to bring the troops home, appeals to Democrats. So I think of the three candidates, he would be the one most likely to take on people like Clinton or Obama or Edwards, whichever wins the Democratic primary. So we need somebody that can actually win in the White House. And I think Paul is a lot stronger than the others. And, you know, the media out there doesn't want to support him. But on the Internet, he's the favorite of the Internet bloggers. And then they have a lot of these Ron Paul meetup groups. So he's a favorite. But here's what I'm willing to do. If, say, Tancredo were ahead, I would switch to him. And I would hope that Tancredo people would switch to Paul, whichever one of these
I'm sure that will happen,
yeah,
when it gets to that point, because they'll... Those, including Hunter, those are the only three viable people for us. And
right.
The other guys are just all a big joke. Elliot, thanks for the call, buddy.
So that's what we need to do, is to do the math and figure out which one of the three is the strongest and vote that way. And at the local level, it's good to register Republican, because most of the local candidates are very good on the issues.
All right, Elliot.
The incumbents they have a problem with.
Got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, the judge made the worst decision in the state of Pennsylvania. That judge should be living with illegal immigration, should be cleaning the houses there, and America needs cities and needs places like Hazleton just to get away from sanctuary cities like Los Angeles.
Well, Ron, that thing in Hazleton's not over yet. Folks, the judge ruled against Lou Barletta there and said that it was unconstitutional. They pretty much expected that, Ron. You know what I mean? All any of us want with Plyler versus Doe or in-state tuition or any of these other things, all we want is our day in court with the Supreme Court. Same thing with the 14th Amendment, you know, the jackpot baby law. We want to have our day in the Supreme Court of the United States. I will abide by any decision made there. I mean, I'm not one of these people who whines and cries. You know, I thought O.J. did it. But when they said not guilty, it was over for me. It was over. Same thing with this. If they ruled against us in the Supreme Court, fine. They ruled against us. But I believe that those judges, and it's the one thing that I will ever applaud George Bush for, and that's giving us some conservative judges who will go by the Constitution, not by emotion. So I think maybe if this thing gets to the Supreme Court, we'll have our day. That's all we ask.
And also in the Supreme Court, it's down to one vote. It's 4-4 already, and you know who the one justice is.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody will die before Bush leaves. We'll see what happens.
Well, he can't get in because the Democrats are in control right now. And you know how Durbin and Leahy are, you know.
Let me rephrase that, folks, before I get emails. Die or retire, one or the other. And I won't bring on either one. But if it happens, maybe we'll get somebody better. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Let's go to Thomas, calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. It's good to talk to you again.
Likewise.
You know, it's something having George Bush in the White House. It reminds me of Saddam Hussein, where they thought if they got rid of him, things would be better. And I'm wondering, I mean, George Bush is disgusting.
He's disgusting.
Violent. He's useless and worthless.
He's useless. And Thomas, what I said a minute ago, the only thing I ever will applaud him for is his Supreme Court appointments. I did agree with those, but as him as a president and as a man, he sucks.
Oh, he sucks big time.
Yep.
I'm just worried that what they bring in might be even worse. As hard as that is to believe, it may be worse.
It can always be worse, man. It can always be worse. You know, I remember, you know, people hated Clinton, but then when they got a dose of Bush, they said, wow, can we get this guy back?
I'm kind of wanting Clinton back now.
More.
But, you know, my last thing is Giuliani, Romney, and... Oh, God, I'm glad that good-for-nothing, useless, worthless McCain is gone.
Yeah, he's history.
But those guys are losers. Giuliani and Romney, they don't care about illegal immigration.
No.
They won't even bring it up.
I agree. Thomas, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Brian, calling from San Diego, California. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, what's up, boss?
Hey, you got it, man. Listen, I have a question for you, but I first want to comment on that town hall meeting, man.
Yes, sir. I wish you'd have been there.
I would have loved to have been there, man, had I known. But basically, man, what I want to say about Al Sharpton and Tony Muhammad and cats like that, man, is pretty much what you said, Terry. I mean, these guys are in the race business, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, without race baiting, these guys wouldn't have a job and they wouldn't have any income.
Well said. And you know what? I applaud them again for being at the top of their game because they're very good at what they do. Tony Muhammad spoke for 20 minutes. The first 10 minutes was all about where he came from and how the European is the most illegal person here. You know what I wanted to ask him? He was talking about how this was once Mexico and these people should get their land back. Well, when was Georgia part of Mexico? When was North and South Carolina part of Mexico? I mean, give me a break.
Absolutely.
But to turn his back, now he's supposed to be I'm pro-American, but he's pro-black. If you're going to be pro-black, fine. That's what you want to be. I'm with it. But here's the thing. If you're going to be pro-black, why are you going to sell out your people to illegal aliens who are coming here taken from them, and you know they are, and you don't mind it because whatever the reason is, and a lot of these leaders are that way, man.
Absolutely. But, Terry, my question is this, man. I listened to Kevin James on Friday, and he was saying that the Arlen Specter, rumor has it that he's going to try to bring the immigration bill back to the floor again.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And what Kevin was saying was that he had all the senators, you know, Jeff Sessions, he came to mind. Jeff Sessions, the gentleman out of Texas, I can't think of his name right now, his name escapes me, one of the senators down there in Texas, and a few others, from what I understand, Specter was bringing these guys on board. I mean, these guys were, like, dissenting against the bill that they brought before Congress initially, but now these guys, now, according to what Kevin was saying, that Specter's bringing these guys on board. So have you gotten any information or any feedback on that?
No, I haven't, but, you know, I do a let's wait and see thing because I hear a lot of rumors of this and that. I believe they're going to wait a while. I can't see them bringing it back right away, but that's just my opinion. But we'll see. I mean, you know, they're going to put they've already had the finger in the wind and it almost blew off. You know what I mean? They figured out this is a loser, and I just can't see them bringing it back right away. But who knows?
Thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, Brian, you take care.
You too.
All right, let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. I wanted to talk about a character we thought was long gone, and he shows up again. And I'm sure you know all the details about Spencer Abraham.
Oh, senator from Michigan who we ran out of office.
He was a first-term senator. They made him the chair of the Immigration Subcommittee, and he stalled on the exit visas, where people's visas were expiring, and for 2 years he sat on that to help the business interests, and he got dumped big time. Then we pleaded with President Bush not to appoint him to anything, and boom, he gets appointed Secretary of Energy.
Well, now...
Yes.
He is working for Fred Thompson. What a loser to pick to run your campaign.
Well, it's got to be publicized far and wide.
Yep, yep. Here's a guy that's horrible on our issue, horrible against America. He's still, what is he, Lebanese or something?
Yes.
He's stuck in Lebanon, worried about them Lebanese coming over here, and he's ready to give away the country to them. And I'm not against Lebanese, but I'm against anybody who's going to come here and flood my country. And now here he's going to be running the Fred Thompson campaign. Let me tell you something else. I checked Fred Thompson's voting record on the invasion. It's not very stellar.
It's not terrible, but it's not good either.
It's hovering right in the middle.
Spencer Abraham did a lot of damage to this country. And one other thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know who's waiting in the wings for the Democrat nomination and licking his chops is Richardson, Bill Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to
Mr., we have to think more as Hispanics than as Americans. Yes,
we
I remember
have
him well.
To play his clip. It's on that CD that you have.
Will do.
And I'm going to be sending pieces, little tapes of it all over to radio talk show hosts all over the country.
All right, Ev. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Lisa calling from Glendale, California. Lisa, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry? Boy, you know, I feel like a big family here. You guys are right on. All the callers just talk like I'm thinking.
And Lisa, we take opposition calls. They just won't call. We would love to have some opposition calls, and we're very nice to them, but they won't call. But, yeah, it does seem like everybody's with us.
I love it. I love people. They're calm. They're right to point and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they want us to get out of control at these rallies and things because you know what they want to do? They want to have a problem. They want us to make a problem. And then they want to come in with a solution.
Yeah, see how they are. That's what they would do to us. You know what I mean?
That's what they want. And right now they want a national ID card. So, see, they're letting these people in, and then they're going to say, well, we don't know. We can't tell the difference who's legal and who's illegal. So, you know, we got to solve that problem that they caused, and we need to solve that problem with a national ID card. So let's not go for that.
Well, we won't. Lisa, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Tony calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say? Not
hey,
much time.
Hey, sir. Good talking to you again tonight. It's always a good show.
Thank you,
like
sir.
Always put on. Hey, I got to bring up the point that Duncan Hunter, the only bad thing that anybody can say about him is the name recognition. Because when you start going...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And Hazleton was appointed by Reagan back in the 80s. Mm. And he's a right-wing anti-civil rights judge. And Bush has loaded the courts with right-wing anti-civil rights federal judges as well. That's all I got to say.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Isabel calling from Chula Vista. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry, thank you for everything you do. Real quick, I think it's Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter for president. Either one, president, vice president, that would be very good. I think that it's time that we demand that all illegal aliens be deported and that we demand that President Bush and traitors like him step down from office and let other people step in and do the job that Americans want to be done and protect the sovereignty of the United States of America. And we cannot let this just go away and blow in the wind. We must keep on these people. And I am an American. I'm of Mexican descent. This is not a racist issue. This is an American issue. And all Americans that are proud Americans should definitely be paying attention to this issue. Thank you very much, Terry, for everything that you do every day for all of us.
All right, Isabel, you take
care. God bless America.
Take care. Let's go to Noella real quick, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We have a Terry Anderson thread going on Free Republic, Hi to the Freepers.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we all love you. I just want to know an update on Ted Hayes. Do you have one? What's happening now with him?
No, I don't. I heard he had some problems in Washington, D.C. he had to go take care of. But as far as I know, everything's okay. But I'll see what I can find out.
Okay, thank
All right.
you very much, Tom.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Real quick, let's go to Ernest calling from L.A. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yes, what we have here is not an invasion. What we have here is an invasion in our government of criminal politicians.
That too. I would agree.
The answer to this is to change our voting system. I have a way of doing that. I call it the visual voting system.
Got about 10 seconds, Ernest.
I've posted some details of it on my website. I'm going to be promoting this very soon. But the problem is that our voting system is totally corrupt.
Give the website real quick.
It's forgottenamericans.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right. Sorry, folks. Show's over. Jim, Daniel, Steven, Mike, all the rest of the board is full, folks, and we're running out of time. Everybody, call me earlier next week. We'll try to get everybody in. I want to remind you, this week with the swings, two great columns you can read on our website, A Day at the Park and The Truth About Cats, Vicks, and Dogs. Great stuff. You can read all about Michael Vick there and other things. I want to remind everybody out there, we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations to the TerryAndersonShow.com. You can use PayPal there. And you can also send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank my engineer, Chandler. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls, my producer, Michael Wallner. Don't forget Mark Edwards. Go to wakeupamerica.com. You can hear Mark Edwards live right after me. Kevin James, weeknights here on KBC. Buy something American this week, folks. It is very, very important. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. TheTerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion. Terry Anderson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew